We are in college football's rivalry week, which has featured or will feature games between TCU and Texas, Stanford and UCLA, Ohio State and Michigan, and Alabama and Auburn, among a host of other arch rivals. School pride is on the line, of course, but look at those rivalry trophies. Northern Public Radio's Mike Moen reports on some of the most notable and unusual rivalry hardware.
When the University of Minnesota and University of Iowa square off each year in football, Gophers and Hawkeyes aren't the only animals represented on the field. At the end of the contest, a certain hog gets passed around by the winning team. Its name, Floyd of Rosedale. This bronze trophy in the shape of a pig has traveled back and forth between Minneapolis and Iowa City for more than 70 years. Its origins were shaped by years of built-up hostilities. By 1935, the two programs flat out hated each other. Some of the resentment included racial overtones. The Hawkeyes and their fans were not too pleased with Minnesota's brutal style of play the previous year, especially against Iowa's African-American running back, Ozzie Simmons. Gopher football historian Al Pappas Jr. says that's when a peace offering of sorts entered the mix.
Minnesota governor was afraid of the safety of the football team, so he came up with this idea of a pig to be a trophy, or not a trophy, but you know, just I'll bet you Minnesota pig for an Iowa pig. It kind of calmed things down.
The idea resulted in a clean game in 1935. The Gophers were victorious, and the state was the recipient of an Iowa hog named after Minnesota governor Floyd Olson. In a separate annual rivalry, the Gophers try to keep the Wisconsin Badgers from getting their hands on the Paul Bunyan axe. Pappas says, believe it or not, that prize also was rooted in swine.
It started out as what's called the slab of bacon award. If you turn up one way, it looked like an M. If you turn upside down, it looked like a W.
The award was later switched to the Paul Bunyan axe, which isn't to be confused with the Paul Bunyan trophy, a replica of the fabled lumberjack that Michigan and Michigan State tussle over each year. New York Times sports writer Mark Tracy recently penned an article on the state of these games. He says another trophy that stands out is the one at the center of the Mississippi State Ole Miss rivalry.
The battle for the golden egg, and it was originally a football, and at the time it was made, footballs were kind of fatter, basically, so it looks like an egg, even though it's a football, and that's why it's the egg bowl.
And if bacon, eggs, and lumberjacks aren't your thing, there are other trophies worth noting, including the keg of nails fought over by Louisville and Cincinnati. It's meant to show that the winning team is as tough as, well, you get the idea. And these historic rivalries are steeped in decades-old tradition, but the relatively recent conference realignment has watered down some of the pageantry. Again, Mark Tracy.
So all of a sudden, Nebraska's playing Wisconsin every year, and they create the Freedom Trophy, even though it's not really a historical rivalry. Nebraska's historical rivalry, but with the gate programs like Missouri, Kansas, Iowa State.
Tracy is quick to point out that the Freedom Trophy honors veterans, and that Nebraska-Wisconsin will eventually become a storied rivalry of its own, especially if the games are competitive. And if you're looking for one of the oldest trophies, you'll have to come back to the Twin Cities. The Gophers recently defeated Michigan for the Little Brown Jug, which dates back to the early 1900s. Al Pappas Jr. says the story behind this trophy includes a little paranoia.
Michigan didn't trust Minnesota to provide them with water before a game. So they went out and they bought their own jug and brought their own water to the game, and they left the jug evidently in the locker room. And the Minnesota athletic director, Lewis Cook, said if they want it back, they can win it back.
And win it back they did. The Wolverines have kept the Little Brown Jug in Ann Arbor for much of its existence, but every now and then it's held up by Gopher players, signifying the sheer joy these rivalries and their trophies can bring. For Only a Game, I'm Mike Moen in Minneapolis.
To view photos of some of college football's best and goofiest rivalry trophies, please go to facebook.com/onlyagamenpr.